something for the weekend. It's Trina here and Lisa Cannon is still in studio. Good morning, Lisa.
Trina, it's such a joy to be here with you. I love hanging out with you and I love talking to you. You're great.
We could just gossip all day. That's the only problem.
The crack.
It's only a 3-hour show, Lisa. Come on now. Okay, so listen, you've had not just are you back doing Box Office, which was on last night on Virgin Media, but you have been off travelling around the world and it's featured in Woman's Way this week.
I know.
Where have you been?
I've been everywhere, Trina, because when Box Office wrapped in May, I didn't come back then until September. I thought, well, this is like a teacher's summer. So I've never had this in 12 years or 13 years or, I don't know, 14 years. So I just got on the gravy train and I decided I'm going to go away and with kind of no agenda to even come home because what's there to come home to? You know, we don't get the best summers. So I hopped on a Turkish Airlines flight and headed off to Seychelles with Richard. So it was amazing. Now, we went there back in 2015 after we had our wedding. This was our honeymoon spot. So we were looking for somewhere to go. And originally we were going to go to Sri Lanka, but unfortunately there was all the bombings that took place there. So we decided to head to the Seychelles and it was absolutely incredible. I suppose when it comes to travel, I'm very well versed. Like, I've been a lot of places, Trina. You might know that. I do like to travel and get on a flight. But for me, you know, it was like finding out where I would kick off with. So I think for me, you know, we decided we would start with business class. Now, I know everyone's like, oh no, like, why would you go and do something like that? But actually, I found the flights online and they were really reasonable. So from what I would have spent for going economy for an extra couple of hundred euro on Turkish Airlines, we actually made it.
It really only was a couple of hundred.
Yeah, that's all it was. And we were able to go.
It's my dream. It's my dream. I've never done it in my life.
Have you not?
No, no.
You want that glass of champagne and the hot nuts?
I just want to know what happens up there.
Well, nothing like that happened with myself and Richard. I can rest assured. But it was lovely, you know, because it kind of makes the experience wonderful. You get to the airport and then you have the little red carpet and you put your passports in and away you go. And then you kind of, instead of going to the right, which Trina, in all the years I've flown, I always go to the right because any junkets I've ever done, I'm always going to the right. But to go to the left is quite nice.
Start saying darling and things, do you?
Darling, you get pillows, you get fanned, you get such wonderful service. And it was just lovely to be up in the air, flying away that far. You know, we stopped in Istanbul, obviously, and then from Istanbul on to Mahé.
Are the seats like massive? Can you have a snooze instead of someone's elbow in your face?
No, it's full on lie down, you know, and you get your own cabin. I watched Netflix. I watched a Beyonce documentary on it as well, because you know I love Beyonce. And all the food is all obviously from kind of Turkish origin, so you can nibble away, no guilt whatsoever, quaff the champagne.
So tell me all about Seychelles then.
So we landed and yeah, you know, everyone's like, oh, you're wrecked, is there a lot of jet lag? And I said, not really, because I think once you kind of arrive in style, you're kind of okay, you know.
How long is the flight?
Well, you're kind of it's a couple hours to Istanbul, I think, and then there's another four then tagged on when you get to Mahé. So I remember when I went for my honeymoon, I was tired, but I mean, I think that was coming off the back of a wedding.
I'll never forget the tiredness. Yeah, you can sleep for a week.
Oh my God, yeah, I was exhausted. But this was totally different. This was like excitement. This is coming back to our roots where we'd gone for our honeymoons. We kicked off, we went to the Four Seasons, which was lovely, which is where we'd had our honeymoon before. So we stayed there for a few nights in Mahé Island. Needless to say, it was beautiful. You know, not only just the views, but the rooms and all the service that is in between. So we got stuck into our sea green beers and we just swam in the ocean, swam in the cove. I got some spa treatments and then we kind of did a little bit of island hopping because there's so beautiful islands all around Seychelles and I don't think people really realise what's on offer. So we zipped over to De Roche Island, which maybe people might not know about, but it's a tiny, tiny, tiny little island and they have beautiful sharks and wildlife and coral reef around there. So if you're into diving or into snorkeling or into looking at the beauty that's there, that would be definitely one. It's an untouched island. They have obviously a Four Seasons there. They've other kind of avenues as well of people can do day trip visits to De Roche, but it's stunning. You go in a little private plane, so it's like flying doctors.
Oh, wow.
And you land in the airstrip and away you go. So it's brilliant. I ate fish the whole time.
Did you?
Swam, relaxed, enjoyed the weather. Now the weather is one thing I will say, it is a little bit murky. It can be sunny, it can be cloudy, but there's different parts of Seychelles that get different climates, like a microclimate. So we moved on then to Six Senses, Zilpaison, which is another small island, and it's beautiful beautiful over there, and it was sunnier over there, really kind of stunning views. It was almost like a James Bond lair. You know, you can get in by helicopter if you've loads of wanga, or you can get the speedboat in. We did a lot of hiking, again, eating a lot of fish and relaxing and enjoying what Six Senses had to offer.
Is there a time of year that's the best time to go to Seychelles?
We headed over in May and into June, so it was actually my birthday around that time. So as I said, we did a lot of island hopping around the Seychelles, and I would particularly think that time is good coming into May, June and July. I mean, they're my travel tips for people that are looking at maybe a honeymoon destination, because I would imagine people that are listening to this are thinking, well, I'm not going to go there ordinarily, I want it to be a special occasion. And I would say absolutely yes. I was long overdue a 40th birthday present, so that was it.
Yeah.
So that was the reason we returned, and also just to mark kind of, you know, coming into our 4-year wedding anniversary.
Lovely, lovely. Nice as well. Is it very costly over there?
I think what I would do if I was looking at going either to somewhere like, you know, a resort experience, whether it's the Maldives, Mauritius, or say the Seychelles, I would look at doing a package piece, which of course many of the great tourist boards do. You can contact indeed the hotels and the resorts themselves, and they put together packages for you. You can look online, or of course all of the Irish tour operators, and of course in the UK, do some fantastic offers for a week. So
some people need an itinerary, don't they, so they don't waste their time on a holiday, because there are those people who will go all the way to Seychelles and not leave the hotel room. So that's, you need it. To do make
well,
the
I
most
think,
of it.
I think island hopping is great, like we mentioned Durash Island or Mahé. Staying on Mahé is beautiful. I mean, there's so many hotels to choose from of all different budgets, and there's a lot of fruit bats that live in the Seychelles. Look at Trina's face. So say we were in, you know, say the Six Senses, like the Zilpaison Resort had a lot of fruit bats, and I remember, you know, even on my honeymoon thinking, oh god, I don't know, you know, are they going to fly into the room?
I don't know if I could cope with
they
that.
They don't, they are gorgeous, they're tiny,
they're gorgeous
things.
Lisa, you got too much sun.
Totally harmless. Even if it's just the two of you, we've no children. So I think it was an experience for us. You know, it was indulgent. It was costly in a way, but indeed it's something that is complete or, and it's something that you will remember forever.
It's kind of a once in a lifetime.
It's an investment holiday. Yeah,
very couple-y then.
It's couple-y. There's a lot of children in some of the resorts, say even in Mahé. A lot of people bring young children that's there. They cater for everything from nannying to play dates to indeed water slides if you want them. Not particularly in the resort I was staying, but there's, as I said, a budget array that is an offer for everybody.
I think if you're going to Seychelles, though, you're probably not going to want to bring the kids. You're going to want to sit back and relax. And maybe, like you say, a 40th birthday present. Perfect.
Something like that, or your 50th. And don't forget, this is such a relaxed experience. You know, you don't need to bring your high heels, no makeup needed.
Lovely.
You know, it's literally just put some lovely lotion in your hair, scrape the hair back, flip-flops on in the evening, and it's so chilled.
Okay, you can check out more details on that, Lisa Cannon in Seychelles. Doesn't she have the life?
I know.
In Woman's Way magazine. And Lisa, will you come back next week and maybe talk to us about the rest of your travels? I know you've been away all summer, pretty much.
I've been everywhere. I've trips to Portugal. I was in Paris, was in London. So there's loads of trips. Of course, I want to give everyone some tips and tricks on travel, because I love to travel. So I hope everyone enjoys them.
Thanks for coming in, Lisa. Good to
see
you.
Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.